The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, Ann, and it's always a pleasure when you're here. It was only a couple of weeks ago you're here, which was so nice.
And it is such a pleasure and honor to be here. I thank you so much.
It's good. It's a great show. And before we get to our first guest, I just want to touch base with what Project Independence is to anybody who might be a new listener from the town of North Hempstead. Project Independence is the town's initiative to help seniors age in place. That's anybody over 60. In fact, if I remember correctly now, our numbers are over 12,000 people have signed up for Project Independence. The most important thing to remember is 311. You need anything within the town of North Hempstead, call 311 24/7. And within 24 hours, you have a response. We have partnerships all over the town, and that is transportation to shopping and doctor visits, nursing services, social work services.
Grocery shopping. Going to the doctor.
Everything. And then there's exercise classes. I mean, every day of the week, there has to be probably 10 different things going on someplace in the town. And we're broken up into six different districts. So we have advisory boards also. So each district can come up with stuff specific for them, which we bring up the example many times. In Great Neck, there's more apartments. And what Great Neck wanted was when you hit the traffic light, it lasts another 10 seconds for the people to get across the street, the seniors. Whereas that's not an issue in a Westbury neighborhood, which is more housing. So we do try to do things specific for the needs of the community, which is tremendous.
And there are many events and all kinds of activities that you are entitled to go to at either no cost or very reasonably, because we live in such a nice community, and they will take you there.
Right.
And that really gives you every reason to go and get out and do things.
There's no reason to be a senior to be home. And actually, you're right, almost everything is free. Once in a while, we have to charge $5 or some silliness.
It's minimal.
For whatever reason.
Correct.
But on balance, everything is free. And right. The other thing that comes with the Town of North Hempstead Project Independence, of course, is this wonderful radio program.
Oh, yes. This is terrific.
And we bring on the best guests, and Christina Liu gets them, which is the most informative things for the listeners. It really is. And I know it myself. The show keeps growing because you'll be someplace and they'll say, oh, you're John, or Ann gets, thank you
Absolutely.
For that information.
Sure.
Our first guest today is Francesca Carlo. And I met Francesca about 2 months ago. And Francesca is the president of the Nassau Council of Chambers of Commerce, which means she oversees basically all the chambers. Now, I was a member of the Great Neck Chamber, and people are members in, I know, Port Washington. Many places have chambers. Francesca's role, she oversees and tries to monitor them all, which is
kind
quite
of
a
umbrella.
Task. Yeah, the umbrella. Okay,
it's
the
a
umbrella.
Big job.
So good morning.
Good morning. Thrilled to be here.
Good and it
morning.
Is a big job.
It's pretty consuming, but a lot of fun also, and I'm very passionate about it, having been in retail for my family for 57 years. So
I think the most important thing that I try to get people to do is tell how you got involved, because somebody didn't just throw this in your lap one day. These things are owned by people, and so how did you wind up,
Well, the funny thing is that I actually went to Emerson College, and I did what the engineer over here is doing. I was a communications major and came down to New York and got involved with photography and audiovisual, all of this. And then I married into hardware. And I married...
That doesn't really sound the way I explain that.
I married into hardware. A wonderful store, Trio Hardware. My husband and my father-in-law, Bernie and Bruce Carlo, started this business 57 years ago in a shopping center in Plainview. And so I became actively involved in that. Had kids, and my father-in-law was one of the founding members at the Plainview Old Beth Page Chamber of Commerce. And as he aged, and aged so gracefully in place, he handed it off to me. And I did get involved, and we have an annual breakfast for the Nassau Council, which has been in existence for over 50 years. And every year we honor individual business people who have gone above and beyond for their community, for the chamber, for whatever, you know, somehow made a difference in their community. And Plainview would always be a little tardy in sending in our check, and we would get seated at the Crest Hollow further and further back in this very large room. So
anybody not been to Crest Hollow, I think the biggest room holds like 1,200 people.
Yes,
so if an organization like this, you can be...
Yes, you're way in the back. Yeah. And so the president said, looked at me and said, Francesca, why don't you join the breakfast committee? P.S. P.S. So many years later, it's like 18 years later, I am now the president, and I have a real
front row. So you got a good seat now.
Really good seat. And, you know, and took up the initiatives and the fight and all of the things that we do to try to promote business on Long Island, large and small. So
terrific. Now, just for somebody who doesn't know, Chamber of Commerce is localized. And it's local community people getting together to come up with ideas to not advertise, but to encourage people to shop. And they'll also give suggestions to the business owner himself. Say, you know,
you
should change this.
Yes.
You could do this a little bit better. You're not really passenger friendly if you're walking down the street and it's hard to get into the store.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the council that you're in charge of, how did that come about? It's every chamber on Long Island is part of it?
Well, we're Nassau County.
Nassau County.
Suffolk one has branched off and modeled itself after the Nassau Council. But with 49 chambers, you've got Elmont, you've got Westbury, Plainview, Old Bethpage, Hicksville. You know, each community is very different. We do have many of similar needs. So there became a need to have one centralized voice.
Okay.
And we represent 49 chambers. It's roughly around 10,000 businesses. It now, every other business group is coming up. We're the voice. The Nassau Council is really the voice for business people every day. The pizzeria to the card stores to the solar panel installation company with 75 employees. They join Chambers of Commerce to network, to meet people, to look somebody in the eye, develop a relationship. I mean, we have probably more financial analysts, attorneys, accountants, because this is the way to connect with other people.
Now, as a communication major when you were at Emerson, do you use like multimedia sources as far as getting out the word?
Well, we certainly try. We have a wonderful partnership with Nassau County, with the county executive throughout many, many years from all the administrations. They've always helped us, supported us, obviously, because taxes, that wonderful word taxes, where do you think the taxes, the majority of the taxes are from the business owners. They own the property. They collect sales tax and they pay the sales tax. Where are we going to make up that money if all the businesses, and I'm not saying or suggesting that's going to happen overnight, but the writing is somewhat on the wall. When the larger companies are going down, they are going to bring the smaller companies down too. And where's that revenue going to be sought?
Right.
It's going to come on to the homeowners. So you want your property taxes to maintain, support, shop local. And we're not saying just in shopping locally in your community. We live in a very dense area. What's the difference whether you go to West Hempstead, Malvern, Elmont? You know, you don't know you're passing through and you're going to another town, or going to Hempstead, or going to Valley Stream, going to Rockville Center, going to Lynbrook. I could go on and on.
Right, right.
You go because you like that store. Well, go to that store, like that store, and like that store on Facebook, too, because we're not sticking our heads in the sand. We can't fight the Amazons of the world, but we certainly can put up a good fight.
Right. No, it is. Yeah, it is a fight.
Now, along the same vein, I know living in Great Neck that there is a newsletter that goes out regularly, which highlights various things that are going on with the community, and it's focused very much on the businesses and the medical practices and whatever. Do all the towns do this? Is there one global one? What are the outreaches such as this one? Like it does star for the month or mm-hmm. something,
right.
and new openings and the cutting of the ribbons
and so on.
Mm-hmm. And the mayor is, you know, usually involved with all of this. Is this something that is solely Great Neck, or do we see this in other towns?
I think more and more with internet, with constant contact, with so much communication now, we are, I would say, 90% of the chambers, of the 49 chambers, send out monthly newsletters. I send out a Nassau Council newsletter, and people are sending things in to me just as advertising Project Independence.
But is that only going to the...
No, I send it to elected officials. I send it, and hopefully everybody is then going to share it with other people. That's the only way you're really going to get it around. I send it to almost 600 people, our newsletter. They're clearly not just chamber members. Other chambers, the Glen Cove Chamber of Commerce, they have a newsletter. They send it out as well, and sometimes attach mine so that it's more a Nassau County things that are happening.
I'm not aware of getting it. You may, John, because you are on the Chamber of Commerce or have connections in business, but I get a newsletter from Great Neck, which highlights various things, but I'm not aware other than I get something in the mail that has the various grocery stores, and it's in a piece of paper that may highlight various things going on mm-hmm. around Nassau County, but I'm not that familiar.
Well, I think chambers used to send them out in the mail. Sometimes.
It all depends
on the strength of the chamber. We have some chambers that are 250, 500, 1,000 members, and we have some chambers that are rather small. So it all depends. But I think more and more are kind of gravitating towards sending out electronically.
A lot more are, you're getting an email newsletter
yeah.
of what's going on, and that's the harder thing because you have to get on the email list.
Yes.
And it's confusing because, you know, it's not the same as sending everything through Penny Saver.
Yes.
Every house got one.
Yes.
You're going, which is more expensive. They create the newsletter, and some of the sloppiness, not chambers, of every organization is you could come to every meeting, but if I didn't ask you for your email address,
yes,
you know, I don't realize Francesca's not on. It's like, but I never see anything from you. But
yeah.
you come to every meeting.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask you to sign up.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's just sloppy. At
yeah.
the end of the day, you really need every meeting to have a sign-in sheet.
I do.
And duplicate
yes.
and then have
yes.
somebody once a month, once every three months say, okay,
updated.
We have Francesca three times. We don't need that.
Yes.
We delete two of them.
Yeah.
Now, is the Chamber of Commerce primarily smaller businesses or, for example, there are grocery stores that are chain grocery stores in each town, but they are dealing with local people,
mm-hmm.
are they on the Chamber of Commerce as well?
I can't speak for everyone, but I know that ShopRite is on Chambers of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
I know that most of our local, King Cullen's, Best Market, all of these, Iverone Brothers is very active in Chambers of Commerce. That's not necessarily grocery, it's a specialty.
Right, it's a specialty.
But still, they have the cousins, whatever. They have multiple locations. And
Uncle Giuseppe's?
I'm sure. I couldn't.
But it doesn't have to be the chain itself. The manager from the
yes.
store can participate.
Yes.
Because the chain is not turning around and doing something. It's the manager that turns around and says, you know what? I want my store to do more business, so I'm going to have a little balloon party for the kids next Saturday.
Yes. Yeah.
So long as his main office approves it. He's just doing that within the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So you get all these major stores can participate.
Right.
So
we also have lots of banks.
Right, absolutely.
You know, and you know, those are more corporate, but they see the value because, and it's funny because I met John originally at a function.
Right. We're going to hold on.
Okay,
and you can tell
yes,
how we met. We have to take a break now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.